Leonard, you have to do something about Penny. She's interfering with my sleep, she's interfering with my work, and if I had another significant aspect of my life, I'm sure she'd be interfering with that too.
Why should I do something? You're the one who introduced her to online gaming.
Well, yes, but you're the one who said hello to her when she moved in. You simply restrained yourself, none of this would be happening.
Just tell her to leave you alone.
I did. I told her. I texted her. I sent out a very emphatic Twitter. I even changed my Facebook status to Sheldon Cooper wishes Penny would leave him alone. I don't know what else to do.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. But if you don't figure something out, I warn you, I shall become very difficult to live with.
You mean up until now we've been experiencing the happy fun time, Sheldon?
Yes.
I'll go talk to her.
No, Fritz, I need you on my flank. No, I don't know German. Flankensee!
Hey, Penny.
Busy.
Yeah, I see that. Shouldn't you be at work?
I don't work on Mondays.
It's Thursday. Listen, Penny.
Ugh, Queen Penelope AFK. What?
Okay, here's the thing. Sometimes people, good people, you know, they start playing these games and they find themselves through no fault of their own, you know, kind of addicted.
Yeah, get to the point. I'm about to level up here.
It's just, if a person doesn't have a sense of achievement in their real life, it's easy to lose themselves in a virtual world where they can get a false sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, jabber, jabber, jabber. Okay, boys, Queen Penelope's back online.
Penny, you've got Cheetos in your hair.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Hey, Penny, it's me again, Leonard.
Leonard, I said not now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a little concerned about you.
I said not now!
Okay, maybe later.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, what's with him?
Penny's been keeping him up at night.
Me too. But probably in a different way.
She's gotten really hooked on Age of Conan. She's playing nonstop.
Ah, yes, online gaming addiction. It's nothing worse than having that multiplayer monkey on your back.
Sheldon, wake up!
Danger! Danger!
Afternoon, men. Sheldon.
Oh, yeah? Well, your attempt at juvenilizing me by excluding me from the set of adult males just... Oh, I'm too tired to do this.
Right. I heard you've been pulling all-nighters with Middle-Earth Barbie.
She comes into my room. No one's supposed to be in my room.
Well, I would postulate that she's escaping into the online world to compensate for her sexual frustration.
I do that, too. But... probably in a different way.
That's not what she's doing, Leslie. She's just trying to shore up her self-esteem. It has nothing to do with sex.
Everything has to do with sex.
Testify.
I'm not touching that.
Leslie, you are way off base here.
Now, hang on, Leonard. Well, I have no respect for Leslie as a scientist, or a human being for that matter. We have to concede her undeniable expertise in the interrelated fields of promiscuity and general sluttiness.
Thank you. My point is that Tinkerbell just needs to get her some.
Some what? Oh, yes, some sexual intercourse.
I'll take the bullet.
Excuse me, this whole idea is insane.
Yeah, enough debate. I'm going to take action. Excuse me. Are you currently involved in a sexual relationship?
No.
Would you like to be?
Sure, why not?
Sheldon?
Can I have your phone number?
Yeah.
There, problem solved.
Dumbass.
gates of the treasury of the ancients. I'm going in.
Stay close to the wall. Avoid the mummies.
Got it.
I must say, you're playing very well for a woman of 23?
22.
Right, 22.
Oh, here come the mummies. Which spell do I use? The hateful strike or the frenzy stance?
What happened to the rest of your group?
I dumped them. They're a bunch of wussies.
Frenzy stance.
Frenzy, 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 frenzy.
So listen, would you describe your ideal vacation as a wild adventure to unknown lands or staying at home curled up with a good book?
Wait, what?
These are market research questions. I'm filling out the online registration for your game.
Oh, okay, wild adventure. Oh, frenzy stance isn't working. Die, you undead mummy, die!
Drink a healing potion.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyhow, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being always initiated by him and 5 being always initiated by you, how do you prefer your sexual encounters to begin?
That's on the registration?
Oh, yes, it's quite extensive. But if we complete it, you get a free expansion pack, 75 additional quests.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I'd totally like to initiate. I'm a big old 5.
Good to know. Big old 5.
Hello.
Hi. Leonard, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom Sheldon. Didn't I explain to you about your little mistake in the cafeteria?
Yes, you were very clear, as was everyone else at the table. Tom, however, has been chosen by science as a suitable mate for Penny.
Chosen by science?
Well, what passes for science on dating sites? It may claim to use heuristic algorithms, but it may well be hokum.
You got Penny to sign up for online dating?
No, of course not. No, see, I use trickery and deceit.
This is bad.
Tom is a paramedic with the fire department, but he's going to med school at night. He likes the outdoors and strong women who initiate sex.
Really, really bad.
I'm surprised you struck out with Penny. Apparently, she's a big old 5.
Sheldon, what do you want?
Oh, good. You got my note. Penny, I'd like you to meet Tom. Penny, this is Tom. Tom, may I present Penny?
Hi, Penny.
Yeah, hey, listen. As long as I'm here, I'm on a quest with a bunch of noobs. They don't know what they're doing. We've got 1 assassin, 3 spellcasters, and no tank.
Can we talk about this later?
No. I need you now.
Wouldn't you prefer to socialize with Tom, who is a sexually passive outdoorsman?
Whatever. I'll figure it out myself.
Bye, Penny.
I'm sorry, dude. She didn't look anything like her picture.
They never do.
Hello, fair Penny.
Who are you?
It is I, Sir Howard of Wallowitz. Can I interest you in an afternoon of spirited questing, followed by a flagon of ale at yon virtual tavern?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Oh my God, I need help.